is Viba Podcast. Thank you for joining in our morning daily devotion.
This week, we would like to focus on the wilderness journey. There are two things that baffles a Christian. One is the delays of God in answering his children, and the other thing is the process he takes to answer. The people of Israel were in bondage for 430 years. They cried to the Lord, he heard them, remembered them, looked upon them and acknowledged them. He promised to deliver them, but the deliverance did not happen immediately. They waited, waited and waited. Instead of using his power to overpower Pharaoh and deliver them, he chose to delay it. Every time Moses went to meet Pharaoh, he hardened his heart. It is not once God used 10 plagues. Wasn't one plague sufficient? My friend, the Lord can use one or even no plague at all. But he gave him the opportunity to yield to God, knowing that he is God. Our God is patient. God is not a God of destruction, but salvation. He told Moses in Exodus chapter 6, verse 6, "Therefore, say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm, with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. And I will bring you to the land I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord." The Lord made it very clear that he wanted them to know that he is God. Sometimes we think it is our smartness, it is our persistence, it is our methods that moves the hand of God. No, my friend, it is his love, his grace, his compassion, and his mercy. The other thing we notice is the way he led them. In Exodus chapter 13, verse 17, we read, "When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. For God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the desert road toward the Red Sea. The Israelites went up out of Egypt ready for battle, though it was shorter. God took them through a long route. Already there is a delay, but now the process is taking so long. My friend, the Lord knows the route he takes you, because he is concerned about you. For he knows the condition of your heart. He knows the threats on the road can discourage you. It can hinder your deliverance. It can push you back to that place of bondage. He knows that you will not be able to stand the challenges that you will face on the road. My God sees the end from the beginning. I want you to be encouraged today. The delays in your life is for you to experience his mighty power. The change of route is to strengthen you and to make you dependent on him, so that you will never look back and withdraw, but be able to stand against the challenges in life. Let me place these two lessons for you today from the wilderness. It's called the wilderness lessons. And that's what we will do for the next few days. Number one, delays in your life is not to show that you are undeserving, but that he is silently working to show you that he is a powerful God. Two, the change of route is to strengthen your heart to face the challenges on the path of deliverance. My friend, He leads you in the route according to the condition of your heart. He knows the best. Just follow Him. May the Lord strengthen you as you travel with Him through this day.
For more details, please contact 9163-6425-2164 or email us to info@fibaonline.org.